California's budget impasse, meanwhile, is now in its 25th day. There has been some progress. The state Senate is expected to approve its version of a budget this weekend, and the state assembly will consider the proposal next week. But that's not soon enough for California child care centers that depend on state subsidies to survive. They didn't get their checks this month and won't receive any money until a budget is approved by both houses and signed by the governor. As Beth Ford of member station KPBS in San Diego reports, the longer that process takes, the more child care centers may suffer.
The Ocean Beach Child Care Project just about blends in with the small, neat ranch houses in its San Diego neighborhood. But then there are the stickers of cartoon characters all over the front windows, and a large, brightly colored jungle gym visible in the backyard. Inside the cheerful blue house on a recent morning, the youngest kids at the daycare center get their breakfast. The older kids, ages 3, 4, and 5, are finished with their morning snack. They've already started riding their tricycles in the backyard when Amelia Sanchez drops off her 5-year-old daughter, Estrella. Amelia works as a waitress at a nearby restaurant.
In order to go to work and make a living, I need to have a place where I know my daughter's going to be safe and cared for, and this is the place.
Amelia's been bringing her daughter to this child care center since she was an infant, and she's never had to pay for it. Amelia says she wouldn't be able to hold down a job without the center because she has no other family in San Diego to help her take care of her daughter. Director Carol Cortez has been with the project for 17 of the 27 years it's been open. She says the daycare center relies 100% on subsidies from the State Department of Education to survive.
Most of the parents are not paying because they are mostly low income. Some parents do pay, but very minimal.
Cortez says there's only enough money saved to stay open for a few more weeks. The daycare center applied for a bank loan, but was turned down. Cortez says breaking the news to parents that they might have to close is hard because none of these moms and dads can afford child care that isn't subsidized.
I feel bad about it, that we have to lose these children. Then the parents will also lose their job and cannot continue their education. So it's so sad. I feel really sad about it.
And that grief is being felt throughout the state. More than 150,000 children in California attend daycare centers that receive subsidies directly from the state. A handful of those centers have already had to close, and scores more are expected to shut down in August if a budget isn't passed. The parents of roughly 100,000 children that receive subsidies themselves to use for child care didn't get their checks this month. And state-subsidized preschools that serve another 140,000 children may not be able to open this fall if a budget still isn't signed. Debbie McDonald is executive director of the YMCA Child Care Resource Service in San Diego. She says the problem comes down to this, that without state-subsidized child care, many working parents will have no choice but to quit their jobs to stay home with their children. She says a state budget will eventually be passed and some daycare centers reopened, but that will be too late for the parents forced to give up their jobs.
This isn't a great economy either, so if you quit your job or lose it because you can't have your children taken care of, it's not like you're going to get another job like it was a couple years ago. It's really a tragedy. It just does not make sense.
She says, ironically, that could be an even bigger drain on the state budget if those parents go on welfare. Parents of these kids at the Ocean Beach Child Care Project say they can't think that far ahead. Most seem overwhelmed at the idea that it might close down and haven't come up with alternate plans. They say they have enough trouble understanding how they could lose their jobs, jobs they've worked so hard to keep because their lawmakers in Sacramento aren't doing theirs. For NPR News, I'm Beth Ford in San Diego.